No spin, just the facts, the questions, the answers. Chris Lynch on News Talk ZB.
It is News Talk ZB. So what does former Green MP Sue Bradford make of the latest Green Party drama? Sue Bradford is with me now. Good morning, Sue, and thanks so much for your time this morning.
Kia ora.
What do you make of the latest drama?
Well, it's certainly unprecedented in my knowledge of the history of the Green Party to have two MPs put their whole careers on the line like this at very short notice, and for in the challenge to the leadership and for the party and caucus to accept their resignation, and basically I understand we'll be about to ask them to resign and leave the party. So I'd really like to congratulate the caucus and party for standing with Materia and standing with their welfare policy at this stage. It's really important for those of us who a couple of weeks ago were amazed to see the Greens coming out with such a substantial reform of welfare so badly needed. To see a party standing up for the needs of unemployed people and beneficiaries for the first time in years. And so it's great that James Shaw, who I've never seen as a left-winger, staying loyal to his leader and staying loyal to the party's policy.
Do you think they've made a calculated risk that they just have to stand by, and that one is of campaigning for or highlighting poverty in this country then?
Of course, they have been with the policy. I mean, it was in the Greens' hands whether they would make this one of their flagship policies for this election, that the Green Party chose to do that, and I congratulate them very much on having made that stand, having made it, and Materia having made those disclosures. It's been very good to see that her caucus, most of her caucus and her party have stood with her. I do understand the pressure at times like this that comes from the right, that comes from the commentators, that comes from people on the centre and right of New Zealand politics who of course have got stuck into Materia big time. And it's very easy to do when you come from the disenfranchised and when you've spent years on the benefit. But all the people who know about life on the benefit, whether from current experience or from the past, are cheering Materia on, are cheering the Green Party on at the moment. And I think they're going to, if they stay solid with this, I think they're going to pick up a lot of votes that they wouldn't have got otherwise.
Now, that's an interesting point you made, because I have to say I was surprised that the Green Party went up last time following Materia Today's admission. Regardless of all this drama, or actually, no, not regardless, with all this drama, do you believe, instead of perhaps it backfiring, do you think it could actually have a positive effect on the Green Party in the next political polls we see, Sue? What do you think?
Well, I think I hope that the surge in Green support, which happened after the welfare policy announcement and Materia's admissions, I hope that continues. I realise that some voters are likely to leave the Greens over this, as Kennedy and David have, because that's their political position. But I think that I think it's likely that if the Greens can continue this push and stay strong in promoting their welfare policy and in supporting beneficiaries, that they are likely to keep growing their vote over the next few weeks in a way that might surprise New Zealanders and surprise the Labor Party.
Sue Bradford, the weird thing, though, I think about the Greens and their policy and their support for beneficiaries, and don't get me wrong, it's important to support beneficiaries, but isn't it equally as important to say, here's the best way to get off the benefit? And I don't see the Greens doing that. Isn't that a fundamental mistake? They seem to be wanting to think the answer to get off the benefit is to increase the benefits. Isn't that counterproductive?
Actually, if people have enough to live on when they're on a benefit, whatever situation they're in, they are much more likely to be able to successfully look for work or think about moving forward into education and training than if they're struggling every week to put enough on the table for them and their children. Having enough to live on is a really good start for people who want to make progress in life. And, of course, many people on benefits are there because they can't work, because they're sick, because they're injured, because they have major impairments. Many people simply can't work, and all those people and their children deserve enough to live on too. But these kind of policies aren't about saying, oh no, we want to stop people having aspirations beyond welfare, but it's about acknowledging for those that are on welfare, we should treat people a lot better. We should give them enough where they can actually survive with dignity, feed their families and have a house to live in. And their futures and their children's futures will be much better if that's the way forward, which is why I'd love to see the Greens playing a major role.
But don't you think in some respects that the Green policy and all of this has been lost because of the drama they're currently facing? I mean, you said it yourself, I think, in a report. This is unprecedented, isn't it, what's happened in the last 48 hours?
Yes. It is unprecedented, and I'm not inside the party or inside the parliament, so I don't know at all what's happening right now, and I imagine it's pretty intense. So none of us know how this is going to unfold. But what I do hope is that the Greens manage to stay strong on this.
When you say strong on this, in what respect?
In terms of continuing to support the welfare policy and continuing to give Materia the support she needs, and to hold together as a party in the face of what Kennedy and Dave have done, and in the face of the criticism that's come from all over the place. This is about whose side you're on. Are you standing with the dispossessed and vulnerable of New Zealand, or are you standing with those who've never had to worry about being on welfare, who've never had to worry about where the next meal for them and their families coming from? The Green Party has chosen a side at the moment, which they haven't for a long time, and I really hope they stick with it.
What do you say to some people, commentators listening to this right now, who say it's not a choice between that, it's also a choice between sticking with a benefit fraudster? I can almost hear people saying that in their heads.
Sure, and the people who have been getting into meat over the last couple of weeks over this, I believe, are people who have no comprehension of the realities of life on welfare, and what it's like for people having to struggle to cope day to day, and the compromises that some people end up making to try and create a better life for them and their children. That there's a whole side of New Zealand that those who are comfortable, that have never had been in that situation, people who have good jobs, who have a secure future, a home, holidays, all the rest of it, never have to think. It's very easy to lay that accusation and talk about beneficiary fraudsters if you've never had to stand in front of that counter and deal and try and work out ways that you and your children can survive.
Former Green MP Sue Bradford, thank you very much for your time this morning. I do appreciate your time, Sue.
Thank you.